Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump back in Washington Friday, a day after his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testified on Capitol Hill. A whistleblower complaint that's now the center of an impeachment inquiry into Trump, also taking center stage during Thursday's hearing. The complaint says the president sought help from the Ukrainian president in digging up dirt about a potential presidential opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
New questions for President Trump as the American public gets the first look at the whistleblower complaint outlining a number of concerns about Trump's call with Zelensky, including allegations White House officials covered up the details.
The complaint states that the White House tried to lock down all records of the call.
House Democrats had threatened to take the nation's top intelligence official to court to obtain the complaint. McGuire said he had respected the legal rights of the presidency in an unprecedented situation.
We're advised that much of the information in the complaint was, in fact, subject to executive privilege, a privilege that I do not have the authority to waive.
McGuire acknowledged the whistleblower was credible and right to come forward, but refused to address concerns Trump meddled with the process. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Trump has dismissed the complaint and investigation. The Trump administration is proposing to accept a maximum of 18,000 refugees in the coming year. That would be the lowest refugee ceiling in the country's history, according to the U.S. State Department. If the government follows through, 2020 will be the third year of significant cuts to refugee resettlement under President Trump. This is VOA News. Russia said Friday it had detained more than 260 North Korean fishermen. The fishermen who were on several vessels were detained for poaching. Russia says about 30,000 pounds of squid was also seized during the arrest. Last week, Russia detained other North Korean fishermen on vessels in the Sea of Japan and territory that Russia claims. France is mourning the death of its longtime political leader, Jacques Chirac, the country's president from 1995 to 2007. The conservative leader and great proponent of the European Union, Chirac may be best remembered for his firm opposition to the Iraq War. He died Thursday in Paris at the age of 86. Here's VOA's Zlatica Hoke.
Hundreds of people queued outside the Elysee Palace to pay respect to former President Chirac, who died on Thursday after battling poor health. Flags were lowered to half-mast at Paris City Hall, and the iconic Eiffel Tower turned dark Thursday evening in a tribute to Chirac, who was the city's mayor for 18 years. French President Emmanuel Macron called him a great Frenchman in a televised address.
My fellow countrymen, let us carry within us this part of our history that accompanies him, aware of what we owe him, strong of what he has bequeathed to us.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
At the UN General Assembly, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Chirac a great statesman. Thousands of students took to the streets of Rome, Italy on Friday to demand action to combat climate change. The protest had record attendance due to an initiative of the Italian Education Ministry, which meant students attending the march would not be considered absent from school. Inspired by Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg, young people from all over the world are holding demonstrations on Fridays to join the Fridays for Future weekly strikes, calling for world leaders and everyday citizens to tackle the issue of climate change. Syrian forces used chemical weapons during an attack in Latakia province in May, that according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday. Although no one was killed in the chlorine gas attack, Pompeo said the U.S., quote, will not allow these attacks to go unchallenged, nor will we tolerate those who choose to conceal these atrocities. Afghanistan is bracing for possible violence ahead of Saturday's presidential election. The insurgents are threatening to attack polling stations and some political candidates. The group has claimed responsibility for several deadly attacks in recent weeks across the country. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1. The best music now.